Today, we'll talk about the ideal Disney World trip planning timeline and what to do if you are short on time. That's coming up on this episode 49 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WWPrepSchool.com. Thank you so much for being here for this episode. We are going to talk today about the ideal trip, Disney World trip planning timeline. It's kind of a tongue twister. And what to do if you don't have that kind of time, because I know a lot of people don't. By the time they think to plan the trip, it's already less than ideal. So we'll talk about that today. And as always, I invite you to find me on social media so we can stay connected in between podcast episodes. I am on Twitter and Pinterest and on the Facebook page. You can find me there under the name WDW Prep School, as always. So I look forward to seeing you there in addition to being a listener of the podcast. So today, let's dive into talking about the ideal trip planning timeline, because this is one of the most daunting parts to me. It's the first daunting task of planning a Disney World trip. Once you get into the planning, you might find specific details of the planning to be quite daunting as well. But there are a lot of people who think, hey, I think it sounds like a good idea to go to Disney World in a few months. Let's start planning, only to find out that the reservations that they would have made are already booked up and a lot of things should have been done earlier. So I want to address both groups, both the people that have time and the people that don't. So let's first talk about ideal circumstances. Now, this ideal circumstance group are the people that have more than 6 months warning before their trip to start making their plan. So here's how it goes if we are talking ideal situation. So more than 6 months in advance, let's say about 7 months in advance, the people should pick their dates and book their hotel and plan which parks they plan to be in each day and choose dining. So that's a lot to do. So if you've got 7 or more months ahead of time, then that'll give you hopefully enough time to do those things so that by the time you hit 180 days before your trip, which is around 6 months, but it's exactly 180 days when you can make your dining reservations, you will have all of those decided and you can be online and making those. And no matter what reservations you try to get, you can likely get it 180 days in advance. After your dining reservations are made, then about 2 to 4 months before your trip, you would want to go ahead and book flights if you're flying to Orlando for your trip. And I do have an entire post on how to find the best flights for your trip that I will link in the show notes. But very quickly, I'd like to cover a couple of tools that should be helpful. I used to recommend a tool that was offered from Bing, which you could get to by going to bing.com/travel. But I have since found that that functionality that I like so much is gone. And the best way to do it now is to go to kayak.com/flights, or just go to kayak.com and click on flights. And when you search for a pair of cities on that website, there will be a thing in the upper left-hand corner that tells you if you should buy now or wait. And it sort of shows you a graph of the prices and will tell you if they think it's that you should buy now or if they think that the prices will go down. So that's one tool to use. Another is the ITA software website, which is matrix.itasoftware.com. And that's purely a search tool just for researching different flights for your trip. But there's a lot more information in the actual post when it comes to looking for flights. But that should be done roughly 2 to 4 months in advance. And then if you are staying on site, there are a couple things you can do 60 days before your trip begins. One of those is that you can book your FastPass Plus reservations, which is important. It's not urgent that you do it 60 days in advance unless you want to meet Anna and Elsa at the Magic Kingdom. Those tend to disappear, and I highly recommend that you get online for those. And you can also check in online to your hotel. There's nothing urgent about that. It just saves some time when you check in at your hotel, because a lot of the stuff that they would ask you, you would have already input online, like a credit card or room preferences or that kind of stuff. You can do that online ahead of time, and that's 60 days ahead of time. If you're staying off-site, then you would book your FastPass Plus reservations 30 days beforehand. And for this step of the process, the FastPass Plus step, you must have your tickets already purchased. So if you booked a package that includes hotel room and park tickets and all that, that's taken care of. If you're buying things a la carte, you just need to make sure at this point that your park tickets have been purchased and are linked in your My Disney Experience account. So that needs to be done prior to this step. Then after your FastPass Plus reservations are already done and you've checked in online to your on-site resort, then about a month beforehand, you need to make sure that your Magical Express reservations are set up, and you can do that online. I believe it's DisneyMagicalExpress.com, and that only applies if you're taking Magical Express if you're staying on site. You also can purchase Memory Maker and order groceries. So if you want to have groceries delivered to your room, then you can do that. I have a post of 8 different ways to get groceries. Some of those include ordering them beforehand and having them delivered. I will link to that grocery post in the show notes as well. And I mentioned purchasing Memory Maker, which is totally optional. But if you do want a digital download of all your PhotoPass photos from your trip to download after your trip, then you can save some money by ordering those beforehand. Then it's time to travel. And so you go on your trip, and then when you get back, you need to finalize all your PhotoPass pictures and download your Memory Maker photos in a download file. So that's the ideal timeline if you've got more than 6 months, preferably about 7 or more months before your trip begins. What if you don't have that much time? The order changes slightly if you don't have enough time. So the first step remains the same. You need to pick your dates and you need to pick your hotel. Then you need to identify the dining reservations that you absolutely consider must-haves for your trip. And, you know, these are usually character dining experiences or fine dining experiences. And so you need to identify, you know, maybe just a couple of them for a week-long trip. Hopefully you don't have a must-have every day. And then I would go ahead and book those as soon as possible. And you need to be willing to accept some less than ideal times, because the most ideal times are often taken 180 days in advance. So go ahead and book those dining reservations. And then once you have those, then book your days for your trip based on that. So in the ideal planning scenario, I tell people to plan the days of their trip and then choose dining based on where they'll be. But we are going to flip-flop those if you don't have as much time. And I'm saying book those must-have dining reservations and then plan to be there because of it. So, if, for instance, if you're able to get Cinderella's Royal Table because that's something you want on a Tuesday, then plan to be at Magic Kingdom on Tuesday. So we're just going to flip-flop these steps so that you can get those hard-to-get dining reservations. Another element to the dining reservation process is that you may want to consider alternatives. So, for instance, if Cinderella's Royal Table is completely booked up, there are some other ones that you need to consider as well. A Curfew's is at Epcot, and I actually really love it. And that is with princesses, and they have breakfast, lunch, and dinner there as well. It's not in the castle like Cinderella's Royal Table is, but it's a good value and a good experience. You may also decide to do Crystal Palace, which is at Magic Kingdom and located near where Cinderella's Royal Table is, but it is with the Winnie the Pooh characters. And finally, you might consider 1900 Park Fair as a good alternative to Cinderella's Royal Table. It is located in the Grand Floridian, and Cinderella does attend there. So if your goal is to meet Cinderella, that's a good place to go. And another couple of alternatives are like Be Our Guest Dinner. That's one of the hardest to get dining reservations in all of Disney World. Not necessarily one that I'm a fan of, but I know a lot of people want that spot. But my alternative for this would just be to go and have lunch at Be Our Guest instead of dinner. You don't have to have a reservation for that, but you can. There is a FastPass Plus available to people staying on site. I will link to information in the show notes about how to get both lunch and dinner, or to at least try to increase your odds. I wrote a whole post because so many people ask me about it. But lunch to me is not only an easier thing to get than dinner, but it is a better experience. However, the beast does not attend lunch, but does attend dinner. Another popular one that you might be trying to get is Chef Mickey's, which is located in the Contemporary. And that one's very popular and so might be hard for you to get, but I would just look at other options such as Tusker House, which is located in Animal Kingdom. And it's the classic characters, but they are just dressed in their safari gear. So they look a little different than normal, but it's the same one and good food. And I'm also going to link in the show notes to the character list from KennyThePirate.com. And the reason is that if your goal in going to a particular dining reservation is to see a certain character like Cinderella, then the master list of characters and where they're located that Kenny has on his site will be helpful, because if you can't see the characters at a meal because you can't get the dining reservation, then maybe you can meet them somewhere else, either another character meal or another meet and greet or something like that. And so that could be very helpful in allowing you to still meet those characters, even if you can't get your first choice of dining reservation. So as I said earlier, you're going to do all this dining reservation, you know, stuff, figure it all out, and then plan your days based on being there. And then next, you will want to get your FastPass Plus reservations. And that's important to make sure that you have those ahead of time, because you don't want to show it. Just because you booked your trip late doesn't mean that you can't have FastPass Plus reservations made ahead of time to help you avoid lines. Now, if you don't have 60 days notice before your trip, you may not get FastPass Plus for something like Anna and Elsa. And so you, in that case, would want to just show up to Magic Kingdom early, say by 8:15 if it's opening at 9 o'clock, and be at the front of the line so that when it opens, you can be at the front of the standby line to meet Anna and Elsa. You shouldn't have too much trouble getting any other FastPass Plus reservations, as none of them are quite as competitive as that one. But hopefully you can get those all ahead of time. But in the event that you can't get a FastPass Plus reservation that you wanted, I would just advise showing up early and doing that first thing before the crowds arrive and create long lines. So I hope that is helpful in terms of timelines. And I most of our trips are planned less than 6 months in advance. But then again, we aren't trying to get super difficult dining reservations most of the time. So it is that helps us. But if you do want some difficult ones, hopefully that information is helpful. I do have a quick tip of the day that is related to Anna and Elsa, who I have already mentioned several times. And this is a strategy for making FastPass Plus reservations to meet Anna and Elsa. And my strategy is this. If you are staying on site and you are making your FastPass Plus reservations 60 days ahead of time, which opens at midnight, so you actually might want to stay up late 61 days ahead of time until midnight Eastern time, and you want Anna and Elsa, my tip here is that when you log on, you will be able to get FastPass Plus reservations for your whole trip. So if you've got a week-long trip, then people staying on site can make all their FastPass reservations in one sitting. So my advice here is to jump to the day that you want Anna and Elsa FastPass Plus and do that day first, and then go back and do the rest of the days and get your FastPass Pluses for those days, because that will increase your chances of getting it. You know, I'm sorry that it's so difficult to get a FastPass Plus to meet Anna and Elsa. It's just, this is supply and demand. And there just isn't a huge amount of time slots to go around for all the people that are interested in meeting these characters. So in order to give yourself a leg up and to increase your chances of meeting Anna and Elsa, I would just jump to that day. And while you're at it, try to get Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, because it's the second most popular, and one other one. And just do it for that day, and then go back and make the rest of your days. And you shouldn't have any trouble getting all of the options that you are interested in. So I hope that information is helpful and that you can get everything you want. I have had some readers tell me that they went ahead and canceled their trip and postponed it so that they did have more time to plan and increase their odds. And that's certainly one way to go about it as well. If you have over 180 days notice, you will certainly increase your chances of getting everything that you want. I do have a graphic that I'm including in the show notes for this show, for this episode, and it will basically go over all of the steps that I've mentioned in just sort of a graphic way. And if you'd like to save that or pin it or send it to one of your travel companions as a reference, then feel free to do that. But that will be in the show notes. I think that will wrap up this relatively short episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, you can visit wwprepschool.com/episode49, and that is the number 49. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.